It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins opened up a three-game set against the visiting Cincinnati Reds. Jesus Luzardo pitched for the first time in 2 months. He went opposite of the rookie right-hander Hunter Green. And with a recap, as always, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins went down swinging tonight, but they do indeed go down 3-1 to the Cincinnati Reds. Game one of this three-game series at Lone Depot Park belongs to the visitors. The Reds playing much better baseball over the course of the last month or so. And tonight they got a great start from Hunter Green. Got a couple of big hits from Albert Almora Jr. And they were able to hang on in the end to pull out game one of this three-game series. Green, the flame-throwing 22-year-old rookie for Cincinnati, matched up with Jesus Luzardo coming off the injured list for the Marlins tonight. Luzardo, who had last pitched on May 10th, he had a left forearm strain, and he got off to a great start in this one tonight, striking out the first two batters he faced in the top of the first inning. Both Jonathan India and Brandon Drury swinging at sliders for strike three, and when Matt Reynolds grounded out to shortstop, the Reds had gone down 1-2-3 on 13 pitches against Luzardo in inning number one. But in the second, they got a leadoff hit from Joey Votto. Kyle Farmer struck out for the first out. Donovan Solano then singled, putting runners at first and second. Nick Senzel swung through a changeup for strike three for the second out. So in a scoreless game in the second inning, the Reds had runners at first and second, two down, and Luzardo ran the count to 3-2 facing the right fielder, the Hialeah native, Albert Almora Jr., just off the injured list today. There they go, and there's a fly ball down the right field line. De La Cruz in pursuit of it. He's not going to get there. It hits on the track, rolls into the corner. Votto scores. Solano's on his heels. It's a two-out, two-strike, two-run double for Albert Almora Jr. in his return to the lineup, and the Reds go up 2-0 in the second. A big hit for Almora. After that, Luzardo would retire 10 of the final 11 batters he faced in this game. The only man to reach against him was Kyle Farmer on a throwing error by third baseman Charles LeBlanc in the fourth inning. But it was outside of that one pitch to Almora, a good night for Luzardo in his return from the injured list. Five innings of three-hit, two-run ball. Didn't walk anybody, struck out five. He was pulled after 81 pitches, 49 strikes. But on the other side, the Marlins just couldn't get anything going against Hunter Green. He set down the first seven in a row before a Charles LeBlanc single with one out in the third inning. But he got out of that third, retiring the next two, struck out the side in the fourth inning. He hit Jesus Sanchez with a pitch with two outs in the fifth, but escaped. He hit the leadoff man Jacob Stallings with a pitch in the sixth inning, but retired the next three, Wendell, Rojas, and Diaz. And we were through six, still 2-0 Cincinnati. That sixth inning would be the end of the line for Hunter Green. He allowed just the one hit, no runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out eight, hit a couple for Hunter Green tonight, 84 pitches, 58 strikes. Meanwhile, for the Marlins, Dylan Floro allowed a hit and a walk, pitched a scoreless sixth inning. Steven Okerton came on in the seventh in a 2-0 game, got the first out. Nick Senzel, a fly ball to center, but that guy got him again. Albert Almora Jr. with a double. He was at second with one out. Mike Papirski struck out for the second on a wild pitch, advanced Almora to third base, and there he stood with two outs in the seventh inning for Jonathan India. 2-2. Reaches out, pokes it on the left, going to get down for a hit. India delivers with two outs. In from third, Almora, and it's 3-0 Cincinnati. Another big two-out knock for the Reds. Almora, the two-out, two-strike, two-run double in the second. India, the two-out RBI hit in the seventh, and Cincinnati led it at that point 3-0. Bottom of the seventh inning, and the Reds went to the bullpen. Rever San Martin came on. He allowed an infield hit to Avi Garcia. J.J. Blade lined to first base. Brian De La Cruz struck out. Ball got away from the catcher, Papirski. De La Cruz was out, but Garcia took second and was scored a pass ball. At that point, Ian Jabot came out of the bullpen, and he got pinch hitter Jesus Aguilar to ground to short, ending the top of the seventh. Still 3-0 Cincinnati. Reds threatened to break it open against Anairis Zabala in the eighth inning. Zabala just back up from Triple A today. He allowed a pinch hit to Jake Fraley leading off the eighth inning, a single. He then walked Joey Votto, so the Reds up 3-0, had two on, nobody out, looking for more. Kyle Farmer, the hitter. 1-2 to Farmer. He lines one. Diving play to his left. Wendell spins, goes to second. One, back to first. Double play. Wendell to Rojas to Diaz. What a play.
Joey Wendell is never caught sleeping. That guy is always hustling.
No, he has put on a defensive clinic in recent days, wherever he's been, but especially at second base of late, it feels like. Just one dazzling defensive play after another for Joey Wendell. And that one saved the day for Zabala and the Marlins in the eighth inning. Donovan Solano, a fly ball to center, ended the inning, and it stayed a 3-0 game. Marlins couldn't score against Jabot despite a one-out double by Jacob Stallings in the eighth inning. Stallings extended his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. But after that, Joey Wendell took a called third strike, and Miguel Rojas popped to second. Miggy 0 for 4 tonight, the end of an 8-game hitting streak for the Marlins shortstop. We went to the ninth inning, and the Reds had a 3-0 lead in this game. Zabala pitched a scoreless top of the ninth, and manager David Bell then called on Hunter Strickland to try to lock down his seventh save of the year in the bottom of the ninth. Marlins hadn't done anything offensively all night, but to their credit, they put up a fight against Strickland. Lewin Diaz led off with a single. A pass ball got him down to second base. Avi Garcia then worked a walk. So the Marlins got the tying man to the plate, down 3-0. Two on, nobody out in the ninth inning. J.J. Bleda struck out, ending an 0-for-4, 3K night for him. Brian De La Cruz then struck out. He was 0-for-4 with 2Ks in the game. But the Marlins still had one out to work with. And with two on and two outs in the ninth, pinch hitter Nick Fortes came through for Miami. Marlins down to their final out. Pitch to Nick Fortes. Is back up the middle of base. Hit into center field. Diaz waved. Coming home. Throw in behind Garcia at second. He's back to the bag safely. A pinch at RBI. Single by Nick Fortes. The Marlins have a run. And the Marlins have life here in the bottom of the ninth. It's 3-1. And at that point, they would pinch run Billy Hamilton to first base for Fortes. Hamilton representing the tying run. So you had the blazing speed at first base. You had Garcia at second, the speed burner Hamilton at first with two outs to the ninth. Next man to the plate was the hot-hitting rookie third baseman, the newcomer, Charles LeBlanc. Tying man on, winning man at the plate. Strickland to 2-2. LeBlanc, ground ball to the left of the third baseman. Drury has it, looks at second, no play, and it's too late at first! He thought about second, but with Hamilton running, forget it. And by then, it was too late to throw out LeBlanc. So now they're loaded with two outs. It went as a fielder's choice, a bad decision by Brandon Drury at third base, and the Marlins were still alive. Now, you had Garcia at third base, Hamilton the tying man at second, LeBlanc representing the winning run at first, two outs, ninth inning, down by a couple, and the hot-hitting catcher Jacob Stallings was the Marlins' last chance. Strickland ready, holds near the belt. The 1-1 to Stallings. Popped in the air, shallow right center. India's going out. Senzel comes in. Center fielder calls. Center fielder catches. And the Marlins come up short in the bottom of the ninth. Well, they went down swinging. But they go down again. For the Marlins, a fourth straight loss overall. It's their eighth straight loss here at Lone Depot Park, matching their second longest losing streak ever in this park. And the Reds take the series opener tonight, 3-1. Marlins sent seven men to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, made Strickland throw 24 pitches. They get a run on two hits and a walk, and they leave three big ones. Reds win it 3-1. For Cincinnati, three runs, eight hits, no errors, seven left. The Reds were 2-for-12 with men in scoring position. Miami a run, five hits and an error. Marlins left eight, going 1 out of 8 with men in scoring position. The winning pitcher, Hunter Green, six innings of one-hit scoreless ball. Didn't walk anybody, struck out eight, hit a couple. 84 pitches, 58 strikes. Jesus Luzardo takes the loss. He falls 2-4 for Luzardo. Five innings, three hits, two runs, no walks, five Ks, 81 pitches, 49 strikes. All in all, a positive return from the injured list for Luzardo, who made his seventh start of the season for the Marlins. Marlins now have scored 17 runs in the seven games he started, about 2.5 per game on average. And Hunter Strickland, it wasn't easy, it wasn't pretty, but it is his seventh save of the season. Strickland in the ninth, allowed a run on two hits and a walk, struck out two, and is now 7 out of 10 in save chances. Time of the game, 2 hours, 55 minutes. The Reds improved to 3-2, five games into the seven-game season series against Miami. Cincinnati now has won three straight overall, and the Reds are 41-61 overall this year, 17-29 on the road. As for the Marlins, well, they've lost four in a row, 11-15. They've dropped eight straight here at Lone Depot Park. A loss tomorrow would equal their longest losing streak ever in this ballpark, which opened up 11 seasons ago in 2012. The Marlins are 47-56, now nine games under 500. And we've been talking for weeks, maybe even for months, about this team trying desperately to make a run before the trading deadline. Well, they're officially out of time in that regard as they lose to the Reds 3-1, and the trading deadline will come and go at 6 o'clock tomorrow before the Marlins throw their next pitch. So the Reds win it tonight 3-1. Marlins pitchers struck out a total of seven Cincinnati batters. Marlins and AutoNation working together again this year to strike out cancer in our communities. Every time Marlins pitcher records a strikeout this season, $25 is donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to support cancer research. Seven Ks tonight, $175 for the season. Now 895 strikeouts by the Marlins pitching staff, meaning $22,375 from the Marlins to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative.
Tough night for the Marlins, trying to rally late, couldn't do it. They fall to the Reds 3-1. Let's hear what Marlins manager Don Mattingly had to say afterwards.
Donnie, Jesus Lizardo, you know, I know you said before the game, we're really sure what to expect, but really good. What did you think of his return tonight?
No, I felt like it was good. Was able to get us through five. Thought his stuff was good. Threw strikes. I don't think he walked anybody. Really good for coming back. Got his pitch count built up a little bit. Feel like he'll be stronger next time out. I think he was feeling good. Even when we took him out, we just knew we had a limit on him. Everything really pretty good.
He may be better at answering this one, but just from your perspective, you know, getting him that extended work in the minor leagues and really making sure that he was ready to come back, how important do you think that was for maybe some of those things that he had a chance to work on in the minor leagues to transfer over to tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if it was so much work on anything because he had been throwing the ball good when he went down. It was really more about building endurance and making sure that he was capable of going through a 25 to 30 pitch inning. And early on, he didn't really have any battles in the minor leagues. The last outing, he had to struggle and he had to fight to get through an inning, I believe. And that's really what we were wanting to see. And the fact that he could handle that and bounce back is really what was kind of the last box that got checked.
What does it mean for the club to have him back, the rotation, and just the club in general?
Well, I think just another solid guy in your rotation. We've been, seeing a little bit of different guys with Max going down and then Cassano coming in and him getting hit early. We've been kind of in a little bit of a tailspin with pitching. But to get Jesus back allows us, to be able to do different things and just another solid guy back in the rotation.
You get the rally going in the ninth, a little bit of momentum there. But overall, I think only one hit against Hunter Green. I know you had just seen this guy last week. What seemed to be maybe the biggest struggle to try and get anything going against him this second time around?
No, I think this guy's stuff's always good. And I thought he pitched good against us last time. And he's really got the kind of stuff that's, it can be overpowering at times. And that's what it looked like today a little bit. And obviously we're not, throwing our, best club, not necessarily best club. It's the best club we have right now. But it's a number of younger players that have to learn to deal with this guy.
I know guys have talked about sometimes when things aren't going well offensively, the one thing you can always control is your effort defensively. Joey Wendell, I think, starting that double play in the eighth inning, just kind of a perfect example maybe of that right now.
Yeah, just Joey being Joey. Mm-hmm. Joey's always ready for anything. And, you're going to get max effort from Joey pretty much at all times. We've asked him to be a little more controlled on the bases because of the leg. He's past that. But you know, that's what we love about Joey is the way he plays.
Two strong innings from Zavala, but also is everything okay with Bass? I think he last pitched on Friday, so.
No, he's fine. He's fine. It was just, you know, he would have pitched, I think, the eighth if we keep the game at two. But once it gets to three, we wanted to try to get Z in there. Hopefully, we got these guys two more days. They're pretty much right-handed to try to chase a W, you know, only so far. But when you get down three, at that point, we're going to have to do some things to get back in the game. But Z kept us right there with the help of Joey's play. I think that got him out of trouble there in the eighth, and then the ninth, he was a little better.
So that was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Reds 3-1 win over the Marlins last night. Game two of this series comes your way at 6:40 tonight. Braxton Garrett goes opposite of the right-hander Graham Ashcraft. We'll hit the air at 6:10 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.